Welcome to Papa Lens Podcast. This is your host, Chris Bucheri, bringing you the legacy of Leonard W. Leeds on a series of audio recordings created back in August of 1987. Today's episode, entitled The Shrinkage of Time, takes us back to 1936 and another historic around-the-world flight, carrying one of Papa Lens' first flight covers. Please enjoy this as much as I did putting it together.
Okay, I would really like to know about that round the world flight cover you have. From New York to New York, east to west, that is.
Well, let me put it this way. It was a fascinating flight, which came on because Pan American was going to arrange for the first airmail leaving New York City by United Airlines to San Francisco just about 50 years ago, 1936, and it was in April. The plane took off from New York City, and my envelope was on board, together with others, many others. It took off from New York City, United Airlines, and flew to San Francisco, where it was put on the China Clipper, and it flew across the Pacific to Honolulu. From Honolulu, it hopscotched the Pacific to Guam, Wake Island, with stops along the way. After all, we're dealing with something that's in the 1936. And then it finally got to Manila. In Manila, it took on more mail and so forth, and had passengers. This was not a stunt flight. This had passengers and carried mail. And up to that time, that's as far as any scheduled airline could go across the Pacific to Manila. It was this flight that was to go on for the first time from Manila to Hong Kong. And by flying to Hong Kong, it closed the last gap for scheduled airline flying around the world. Now, this envelope traveled to Hong Kong with these stops, at which point it was taken from the Pan American plane and put on the British Imperial Airways airplane in Hong Kong. From there, it flew from Hong Kong to Penang, Malaya. In Penang, Malaya, it was routed to Frankfurt, Germany, where it was supposed to connect with the dirigible Hindenburg. While this airplane was sitting on the tarmac in Penang, Malaya, it had taken so long to cross the Pacific that it could not connect with the Hindenburg because the Hindenburg had already left Friedrichshafen, Germany, and was about to land in Lakehurst, when it blew up. If it had made the flight on the Hindenburg, I wouldn't even be able to talk about it because the envelope would have been destroyed in the Hindenburg. But because it was sitting in Meyalaya, KLM, which was the airline that was carrying it, didn't bother to fly it to Frankfurt. They flew the mail and the passengers to Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, the envelope was taken off, and they put Amsterdam, the Dutch postage, on it. And by the way, in Penang, Meyalaya, they put Meyalayan postage on it. Penang, Meyalayan postage on it. In Hong Kong, they did not put additional postage on it. They just backstamped it and sent it on. Well, it went to Amsterdam, and the postage was canceled in Amsterdam, and it went on Air France and flew to Dakar, Africa. From Dakar, Africa, it flew across the South Atlantic to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. There was no way for it to fly across the North Atlantic because at that time, the Pan American Clippers were not flying the North Atlantic. It hadn't happened yet. So they had to take the southern route and fly to Brazil in order to do this. And after it left Rio de Janeiro with Brazilian postage on it, canceled, it flew up to New York and was delivered to Pan American Airways. And so that trip took about 37 days. I could only determine the number of days from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, to New York because Pan American was then flying 7-day service to New York. It took 7 days to fly from Rio de Janeiro to New York City, Kennedy Airport. That was the round-the-world flight. As I said before, if it had flown by the Hindenburg, it would have blown up in Lakehurst. I wrote the story for Lynn's Stamp News some 11, 12, 13 years ago, where it was published. Eventually, it will be published again, I believe, in the American Airmail Society Journal, or again, in Lynn's, or possibly the American Philatelic Society, where I will offer it for their publication if they want it. But it is now 50 years since this flight took place. We now fly around the world by regularly scheduled airlines. Pan American does it in 4 days. The time span has been cut by 33 days. At one time, and the article that I wrote for the Buckhead newspaper was about Jules Verne, who said that in the story about around the world in 80 days, he said that there will come a time that we will be able to go around the world in 8 days, or something like that. Well, Pan American, on May 1st, 1976, and I have those in my collection, flew from New York City east to New Delhi nonstop, New Delhi, India, and from New Delhi to Tokyo nonstop, and from Tokyo to New York City nonstop. And it took 40 hours. And my postmarks prove it, because these are government postmarks. This is tangible evidence of the shrinkage of time. Did I say 4 days? I meant 40 hours. The information was further documented to me by letter from Pan American Airways, about the nature of that flight, and they now have in their archives my philatelic article on the 37-day flight, which they never had before. But the map that Pan American produced originally in promoting the flight that they were going to do in 1936 showed the Hindenburg in a map in the center of an arc across the North Atlantic, flying from Friedrichshafen, Germany to Lakehurst. I had to take that map, cross out the Hindenburg, run a new V diagram on it to show the difference in the flight pattern. This is what ended up in the philatelic press. It's an ironic story, but I couldn't be told this way because of the fact that it missed the Hindenburg.
Thanks for listening to Papa Len's podcast. Catch you again soon.